What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's an extremely difficult position. That's why
the most difficult position in sports, because you don't. I mean, look at all the guys who play.
People will tell you
in college football, we can't find 100 who are really good. We can't. Instead, we're hanging on to 40-year-old guys because they're mentally pretty sharp about it. That they've lost the physical aspect of their game, but it's the processing of all of that. Like Warren Moon playing into his 40s. Why? Because, A, Warren could still physically do it, and he was a brilliant quarterback. You know, it's that to me. It's like we can't find 30-year-old guys, like 100 of them, who are really good at this.
See, I think there's a couple things that come into play in this. One, it's you have to be in the right situation, too. You know, I wonder how many quarterbacks just went to the wrong situation. Let me give you an example, a guy that you like. DeShone Kizer is a quarterback that I think was in the wrong situation, partially his fault, and then partially the Browns' fault.
Yeah, he shouldn't have come out.
He shouldn't have come out.
Right.
So what happens if he stays at Notre Dame for another year, grows and matures at the college game, and then finds himself in the NFL? So yeah, I'm just giving you one guy. And well, then
Dan and I were talking about this the other day.
About DeShone in particular, or?
DeShone and Tim
Kizer.
Tim Couch.
Yeah, and Tim Couch, right.
You know, had Tim been given a little time to develop, maybe his story would have been very different.
Tim may be in better shape today than he was his first year here with the Browns.
Well, I don't know if by the end of the first year.
Yeah, I mean, Tim looks phenomenal, at least the last couple times I saw him. He looked phenomenal. Now it's been a while. But, you know, again, I think it's more than just where are these 100 quarterbacks. If you try to take a round peg and throw it into a square hole, it's never going to fit. So if you've got the wrong quarterback with the wrong head coach or wrong ownership or general manager role, you've just burned a guy out of his entire career, and you can do it pretty quick.
Yeah.
And mentally is another way that we break down these guys, that they can't be one of the top 100. We actually say, Jeff, look, the hardest position in sports is
quarterback in the NFL.
Quarterback in the NFL. Can you think of a tougher position?
No.
If pitchers pitched every day, I would say it would be a pitcher. But
it's the most valuable position in sports. I think probably the toughest as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Other than standing.
What other rationale is there for not being able to find even 32 of these guys who are really good?
That you're willing to invest time in and let them grow sometimes. That's the other problem. I have that. Like, I think there are more good quarterbacks out there. I am sure there are quarterbacks that just got thrown under the bus somewhere and got labeled backup and maybe played with really bad teams and never had the opportunity to win. And then all of a sudden, they're like, well, you can't win with this guy. And then you look at it, you're like, well, his offensive line wasn't there, and he didn't have a running back, and they also didn't have wide receivers. And you can destroy a quarterback just as simple as you can make a great quarterback.
There is a piece in The Athletic that I believe is free to read by Zach Kiefer that everybody needs to read, that's exactly about this. it will change your perspective when it comes to quarterbacks and what causes them to flop and what causes them to be in a place to succeed.
Outstanding. Give me a couple bullet points from that, if you can remember off the top.
Basically, the idea that Matt Hasselbeck tells a story of going into Tennessee after Vince Young was leaving and saying, all right, I want to work on something after practice. And he walked out into the practice field and there wasn't a football to be found, nor could he find an equipment guy anywhere to get him a football so that he could do those all kinds of drills and that kind of stuff, because Tennessee had not been trained into thinking that when practice ends, more guys want to get out and get practice. Like, there are all sorts of stories like that. Andrew Luck tells a fantastic story in there where his ability to succeed was not only because of Stanford, but because Peyton Manning trained the Indianapolis Colts. And so he had it when he went out there and wanted to do reps after practice. There was water set up. There was multiple spots and cones set up. And there was a bag of football sitting there waiting for him because Peyton Manning had trained that organization. This is what we do to succeed here.
Wow.
Go read that piece. Yeah, it's outstanding.
All right. So we did hear from Kevin Stefanski. And I just want to go through a couple of the other things that he talked about today. You know, he talked a little bit, Jeff, and I'm wondering what kind of an impact he can have early on in the season is Isaiah Bond. Things are going in the right direction.
Sure, curious to see him, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
I think he could be a real nice find by the team.
Definitely a steal in the draft.
Well, maybe.
I still am curious, maybe, as I am with Quinshon Judkins.
He was kind of expected to be like a second or third round pick. You got him for nothing except guaranteed money.
If he truly would have been a second or third round pick, he'd probably be your number two or number three wide receiver going into the season, do you think?
Let's just put him in the group, can we?
No, I'm
I mean, Cedric Tillman showed that he can play in the league. I'm anxious to see Cedric. Jamari Thrash looks like he can play in the league. Anxious to see more of Jamari. And if Isaiah Bond can play in the league, well, then all of a sudden you've got four. But again, problem here, Andy, is we keep saying if about way too many aspects of this football team.
Right.
I mean, that's no way to build a Super Bowl contender. Super Bowl contenders are built with, yeah, we have four receivers.
I'd be happy with a week one win.
Yeah, we have three running backs. Yeah, our line is good. I mean, you eliminate ifs. This team is full of ifs. And that's not good. They can be eliminated quickly. You know, well, what if Isaiah Bond goes out in the first week and, you know, gets 110 yards receiving? Well, okay, can you do it again? Yeah, you do. All right, well, I'm going to get rid of that if. But I think we have a lot of ifs you got to get rid of. That's not good.
There was a poll floating around on Instagram this morning I caught that they were talking about teams in the NFL, and the last time they had a 100-catch receiver, and the only team in the NFL that does not have a 100-catch receiver is your Cleveland Browns. Although Judy had, what, 90 last year, right? Somewhere in that range. I don't know that I see that next year either. I don't know that I see that this season, especially with Flacco. If you go back and look at the games that he won, how many different receivers did he hit throughout the game where he could come up with these 300-yard games, right? That he's hitting 6, 7, 8 different receivers in a game, even if number 8 only has one. And, you know, and more guys are even getting targeted. Like, he'll target up to 10 guys if he can. He'll do whatever. That's the one thing I really do like about Joe is he doesn't seem to lock in on one or two receivers. He hits everybody.
Okay.
I'm talking about stats from when he played. I mean, okay, that doesn't lie.
Okay.
Sometimes the receivers have the wrong jersey on, too. I understand that.
At the time, he had better receivers, I think, to throw to. So that might be why you're throwing to more receivers.
I don't know. I think he'll find these guys. I definitely think he'll find the tight ends.
He has no choice. He has to find these guys.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. That when you look at a box score the day after and you see that a quarterback has hit 5, 6-plus receivers, whether it's tight end or running back or wide receiver, that your team tends to play a little bit better because they've been able to mix things up a little.
I like the idea of my guy fill in the blank, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, getting 12 catches for 160 yards because I know I have a force.
You're worried about your fantasy team. You're not worried about the
victory. No, I'm not worried about that at all.
I smell Jeff Phelps' fantasy team.
Well, no. Andy, what I'm trying to do is find weapons that can beat the other team. We don't have very many. We don't have very many. Let's eliminate some of the ifs, and maybe we will.
I know you're not. What wide receiver
scares the other team?
Jerry Jeudy's the only guy you have to cover.
Jerry's pretty good. Okay. Jerry's not Justin Jefferson. He's not Ja'Marr Chase.
I'm not arguing that point
with you,
Jeff.
Those guys scare you.
I'm saying that even Puka think Nacua, Joe.
He was a fifth round pick. They found him in the fifth.
Yep. What I'm saying is Joe Flacco has the ability to spread the ball around. Okay. Whether you want a guy that catches 12, I'll take four guys that have three catches each. I'm good with that too.
Kick, you know what, wide receiver. I think Jerry's pretty good. Hmm. I want a running back. I want Nick Chubb in his youth.
I don't even.
They drafted
Nick
Quinshon.
Chubb wants to be Nick Chubb in his youth too.
Well, Quinshon hasn't worked out very well so far, and I hope he does.
He did.
I think he could be.
Kevin did talk too specifically about the rookie expectation that you may have. So maybe
he kind of tempered it, didn't he?
Oh, he totally did. Yeah. So like, if you think Carson Schwessinger or Mason Graham or Dylan Gabriel or either of the quarterbacks or Fannin, and I think
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Particularly, we were talking about Fannin when he brought this up was, he's like, I just kind of need to remind you without saying it. I need to remind you that these guys are rookies and they will get better as the season goes on. See, don't crush them early on.
But this goes back to what we talked about earlier. I'm perfectly okay with this. And this team won 3 games last year. You're suddenly not going to turn it into a 13-win team. You won 3 games. What do? You add some young talent to the team. Let it develop, let it grow, and you get better. That's why anybody who's screaming, you know, they got to get to the Super Bowl or the playoffs. Okay, great. That'd be wonderful. I think it's unrealistic. I'm okay with them taking a step this year. I mean, take a look at the key guys you're talking about, Andy. Now you have Isaiah Bond. Okay, Isaiah's a rookie wide receiver. You have Harold Fannin. He's a rookie tight end. You have Dylan Sampson, Rocket Sanders, maybe Quinshon Judkins. Those are three rookie running backs. You've got a young guy at left tackle. You got all young guys at wide receiver, except for Jerry Jeudy, and he's not that old. But you have all young guys, all still trying to establish themselves. I mean, this team is full of young guys who haven't reached their potential yet. Defensive side of the ball, maybe some more veterans.
Right.
But, you know, you're looking at Carson Schlesinger to be the man. You're looking at Mason Graham to be the man. You're looking at Mike Hall to step in and be really good. And so I just think, is a big season possible? Sure, why not? Let's play it and find out. But, man, I am perfectly okay with the idea that they put in my head when they traded out of two and got a number one pick for next year, that this is a several-year process. That's okay by me. I know a lot of folks don't like that. I'm fine with it because I can see that they're trying to add some really good young talent to this team. And I hope that they hit on these draft picks, which they haven't done a lot of in the past. But I can see the plan that's in place. The plan doesn't scream to me win 13 games this year. Does it to you?
No, the plan is not to win 13 games. It doesn't feel that way.
It doesn't.
What happens if they do, though?
Well, great.
I mean, there are teams in the NFL.
Learning curve.
There are teams in the NFL all the time that stumble into
absolutely 10
or 11 win seasons.
And I think you have an offensive line and a defensive line that will be the keys to any surprise happening this year. If the offensive line stays healthy, man, they're going to run block like crazy. They're going to give Flacco time. The defensive line, if it puts pressure on the quarterback, those linebackers are going to look a heck of a lot better. Those DBs are going to cover a whole lot better because they don't have to cover for that long. Get the latest from Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Our guy Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during the media availability. You heard Daryl today when he was talking to Kevin Stefanski. And, of course, all the on-the-field action as well. So subscribe right now to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube. You'll get all the latest from Daryl and everything on the Browns throughout the football season.
Joe Flacco's press conference coming up shortly. Could be during the segment. Could be maybe right around the top of the hour. So we're waiting for Joe Flacco to hear what he has to say about the week one matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals. That's the quarterback I do want to hear from. Excuse me, the quarterback I don't want to hear from. Decided to make his voice known over the last couple days here on the Nightcap podcast with Chad Ochocinco and Shannon Sharp. Yes, your friend and mine, Johnny Manziel. Despite penicillin, will still not go away. Here's what he had to say about your team.
I sit here today and I go back and forth with, man, am I going to let Cleveland off the hook and just like let it go? Or am I going to sit here with hate and animosity in my heart for the rest of my life? And I finally sit here today and I'm like, it, I think I'm going to be pissed at them and hate them forever. So it is what it is, man. No love for the Browns. I'm rooting for 0-16 seasons every season.
Yep. Once again, the Mensa quarterback still thinks they only play 16 games during the NFL season, but he still has things to say. There's a part of me that could live without listening to him again. In fact, Dan, was it me and you that were out at the IX Center during the big National Sports Card Convention?
And yep.
Yeah, he was just riveting. It was nice of the folks that were running the convention to try to set us up with trying to get the interview with him. And literally, I think he said four words, and I asked him like five questions, and I was just like, yeah, I kind of see where this is going.
Yeah, I think he spoke to you for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think it was a good 2 minutes.
So, in other words, he wanted Cleveland money.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you did the talking for a minute and 45 seconds.
I was trying just to get him to answer. Like, Jeff, most open-ended questions you could think of. I'm like trying to get him to explain your life history. Born. Played,
Listen.
Done.
I don't know why we would expect accountability from Johnny over what happened here in Cleveland now when he didn't have it then. Maybe maturity, but
he still sounds like he's immature.
I don't know if that's happened yet. At some point, you have to take responsibility for what did he say the Browns did poorly?
With him here?
Yeah.
Let him play. That was their biggest mistake.
Well, that might,
especially because Brian Hoyer was playing well.
That might have been. That might have been their biggest mistake.
I mean, he's come back and admitted.
You've got to hold yourself accountable, too. And apparently, Johnny's not willing or ready to do that.
He's 32. You're going on two. I'm sorry. He set the franchise back. He didn't care.
The franchise did because they drafted him, and they shouldn't have ever drafted him.
Yeah.
Don't blame him.
For that?
He didn't bring himself here, but he certainly didn't do his best to become a big-time guy.
What a waste. What a waste of a pick. I mean, he didn't even open the playbook. Didn't care. It also makes me wonder about the colleges that had him on board, too. Like,
he's not holding himself accountable, but he didn't draft himself here.
I don't. Do anybody of the other two? I was irritated when I heard this. I was like, "Come on, dude, let it go. Just stop. Stop." Oh, I want them to go 0-16. Okay, you're good. Come on now, seriously, Daryl Ryder. I'm trying to find it here real quick. Daryl Ryder had a great tweet on this last night, just talking about. Here we go, Daryl Ryder. Talking about Johnny, went on another podcast looking for attention and relevancy while using the Browns and Cleveland as his punching bag again. He needs to take accountability and apologize for being the train wreck he was instead of blaming everyone else for his poor choices and bad habits.
Daryl and I used the same word.
Yeah.
Accountability.
This is Daryl continued on. J Manziel 2 can hate Cleveland and the Browns all he wants. Here is the bottom line. His failure is on him. He is the one who partied too much. He is the one who came to the facility unprepared daily. He was the one who disrespected an organization and a fan base put their faith in him. He was the one who had a golden opportunity given to him, and he wasted it. Mm-mm-mm. Look in the mirror. Cleveland wasn't your problem while you were the Browns. It was you.
Yep. Daryl's on the money.
Yeah. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, tweeting that.
And again, accountability is the key word. Every pro athlete, Andy, needs to be accountable. Just because you're fortunate enough to be drafted doesn't mean that anybody owes you anything. That's when the work starts. That's when the work gets going. You want to succeed in the league? You want to thrive in the league? Whatever league it is. You want to be something? You got to work. Very few guys are talented enough to just phone it in and be successful. Johnny certainly wasn't talented enough. He had some ability, sure.
The one thing that Johnny did
do
was,
himself any favors.
And I said this the whole time, was that he made the Browns relevant as far as saying the name Browns nationally. It didn't always go along with something good. I remember, was he hurt at the end of the season? He was in Vegas. The night before the game, I got people sending me pictures of his boarding pass that he was in Vegas and rolled in at like, I don't even know what time on game day, the morning. I there are a couple reasons that still bother me about him. One, he just didn't care. And that sucks as a Browns fan. You might not be a good player, but I'll respect you enough as long as you care. I feel bad for guys that are caring and they get ripped. Because it's not like they woke up in the morning and said, I want to be a bad football player. I'm going to do whatever I can to be a bad football player. When you don't care, you don't care. And he just didn't care while he was here. And now he's rooting against the Browns to go 0-16. Please. What did his career look like after he was here? Because the rest of the league didn't care about him very much either. So, tired story?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah, and he wasn't accountable when he was here. So.
Yeah, the other part, there was one other part that bothered me, too, is that there were so many people that were just on the Johnny. Like, you can't always judge a book by its cover, right? If there's one thing we learned, it was about Johnny football, Johnny football, Johnny. Like, this guy is going to be the greatest quarterback in the NFL. That's what we were all expecting when he got here. He was not, far not from it.
I wasn't expecting that. I thought he'd flame out.
Well, there were people that thought that he, you know, think about it. Brian Hoyer was a way better quarterback than Johnny Manziel ever was while he was here.
Without question.
And just the hard part for me is that he got Clevelanders to turn on Brian Hoyer. That's insane. Like, we don't normally turn on our own. And I remember Mitch Trubisky coming out around that time, and I'm like, man, I don't want Mitch to come here. And it's not because I don't want him to play for the Browns. I don't want him to go through the scrutiny of what's going on with our professional team for a local guy that has the opportunity to maybe come back to Cleveland and play quarterback. And I was like, man, I hope Mitch Trubisky, whatever you want to call him, doesn't come here, because I don't want him to have to go through what Brian Hoyer went through when Brian was playing some pretty good winning football, or at least getting us to a point where we had seen decent, consistent quarterback play from a guy who was from here. And there were plenty of Clevelanders that kind of turned on, we just want Johnny Manziel. No, we want the party that's Johnny Manziel.
Anyway, we have a similar situation now.
A little bit.
I mean, Johnny had hype like crazy. Shadur has hype like crazy. Shadur giving the impression, and I think it's reality, that he's a very different type of guy than Johnny Manziel. Seems to be putting in the work, and hopefully it pays off.
Well, at least he sounds like. Shadur sounds right when I listen to him talking. Oh, but hey, but I gotta wait for my opportunity. I'm gonna work hard to get there. Like, Johnny was trying to figure out why he was the number two quarterback, but yet didn't once think, oh, maybe if I open the playbook, I've got a better shot at being a quarterback on this team.
Yeah.
What coach in their right mind would throw someone out on the field and just go, just run any play you want to. Don't worry about it, Johnny. You're Johnny Football. Go do what you want. There's no coach in America. Well, I guess apparently in college there was coaches that were going to let him do that.
Yeah, well, he's throwing to Mike Evans. That helped. Shadur has tons of hype around him, just like Johnny did. I think Shadur is a lot smarter than Johnny was, a lot more mature, and I hope it pays off.
I call some of this the LeBron effect. And if you ask me, LeBron's greatest achievement isn't the rings.
Gentlemen, I hate to cut you off. We now go live to Berea for Browns quarterback Joe Flacco.
I was supposed to hand it to LeBron McClain. He was supposed to hand it to the receiver. I think LeBron kind of forgot that was happening. And I could have just handed it to the receiver, but I kind of just took it around the side myself. I was going to just go run, take the first down, and get out of bounds. And I kind of got to that point and was like, all right, I might as well keep going. And, you know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The rest is history. Just ended up.
Had a longer one since.
No, I have not.
Joe, what do you remember about that week making your first NFL start?
Dude, I don't know, man. Not much, honestly. I guess I could try to put myself back in that situation. It was a camp where I didn't get a ton of reps and, found out that I was going to be the starter very late in the preseason. So it was kind of all a whirlwind at that point.
Does this feel any different to you than any of your other starts to a season?
I think no matter how long you've been in it, how many games you've played, they all feel pretty similar. I think we're excited to get going. Anytime you haven't been at it for, 6-7 months, you're excited to get out there and get going and see what the team's going to be made of. So
starting against the Bengals, AFC North game, knowing that your very first start was, of course, against them in an opener. Just how kind of special is this? How excited are you for this?
Yeah, I think anytime you open up against a division opponent, it makes it, you don't want to say that much more important because they're all important, but these division games, they can be tough and they're going to be a battle till the end. So you just got to make sure you're ready to go. And I think the way we prepare this week will kind of tell us a lot about ourselves.
You kind of gave us a state of Flacco when you were named the starting quarterback. But now that you've been through the entire training camp in your 18th year, give us a state of Flacco physically and mentally.
I feel good. I think it's just, the constant reminders of just, play your role, do your part. This is a team game, and it's about, all of us going out there and preparing to do our job the right way. Getting through training camp and getting ready to go into this opener, I feel good. But, I think everybody usually feels pretty good, even if they've had a hard training camp. Everybody feels pretty good heading into week one. So, it's a matter of realizing that this may be the last time you feel 100% and kind of just going in there with an open mind and having a lot of fun.
Going back to the division, what makes the AFC like such a special electric matchup? What gets you guys excited to go against each other?
I think being in this division for a while, you're historically playing against some teams that, you're playing outside, you're playing against good defenses, you're playing teams that want to be physical. I'm sure if you go into these team meetings and you go into their offense and defensive meetings, I'm sure being physical is a big part of what they want to accomplish as a team. So I think in this division, I think that's what you think about is that side of the game, a little bit of a throwback. Now, obviously, teams are throwing the ball a lot, but that doesn't take away the fact that you want to be physical and kind of impose your will on teams.
Your defense is such a mystery. It didn't show anything. How do you prepare? How do you know where to attack?
Well, listen, you got to gather as much info as you can, and then you just got to trust your process and go out there and do what you do. And, there's going to be some things that I'm sure they're going to surprise us with, and you got to be able to trust your fundamentals and go out there and operate as such.
Is there maybe one court senate that you're expecting from that Auburn defense?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to share too much about what I feel like they're going to do. I think we, have gone down, the whole of what they're going to try to do, and obviously feel like, we got a little bit of a beat on what that may be. But like I said, you never know what kind of game it's going to turn into once you get out there and bullets start flying.
Sacks last year. How do you, I guess, prevent him from knocking you off of what you want to do?
Yeah, he's a hell of a player. I've gone against him multiple times. I mean, he's going to make his presence felt. You know, players like that, they usually find a way to, you know, to do that. So once again, for us, it just goes back to fundamentals, playing within ourselves, obviously having a plan to take care of that, and then not overreacting, you know, if he makes a play here and there. Just getting back to the core part of the game plan and trying to take care of it as much as we can.
Joe, you're going to be the ninth guy in NFL hits quarterback to start a game 40 or 50 in week one. When was the point when you thought that I could play a 40 or
I don't think I've ever given it too much thought about whether I could play at a certain age or not. It's just I still feel like I can play, and I don't even look at it as I still feel like I can. This is what I do. I play football, and I've been fortunate enough to not really get out of that mindset. There's been times, obviously, throughout my career where I wouldn't have necessarily thought that this was going to happen, but I'm grateful to be in this position and excited to do it.
Joe, you had talked a couple of times throughout training camp about how it wasn't necessarily ideal in terms of getting every single one of those first team reps and making sure those guys knew you were the one. Do you feel like you were able to make up for that as time went on? And how do you feel about that whole chemistry piece now?
I do. There's so many things about every training camp and every situation that you're in that aren't necessarily ideal. But that's not necessarily what's ideal for the team. I think the best thing for this team was to kind of have the process that we had, and even though I may personally not feel like that was the best thing for myself, I can get on board and see how that was important for the team to go through this process. So therefore, I'm willing to kind of, and I have been willing to kind of play that role and go through that process and just be the best version of myself I can be. And now heading into the season, like I said, I think it was the best process for this team to go through that. And yeah, I feel like there was plenty of time for me to make sure that I got the reps and felt comfortable with all the guys around me.
Joe, I know we bring up the storyline of 2023 a lot, but comparing to that situation you were in to now, what's your level of comfortability and confidence with the offense compared to
that? Yeah, I'm sure it's obvious that it's obvious when you've called some plays in the huddle and practiced a bunch for months that you're a little bit more comfortable in the offense than coming in a week later doing it for the first time. To quantify how much, you know, it's hard to say. But, you know, I love the guys that we have in that huddle and the guys that we have in this locker room. And, you know, I think that's an important part of it. So that's where I think it's a little bit nicer to have been around here for the time I have, because you make those relationships stronger, and those are the guys you're going to be on the field with battling on Sunday, so you want to have those relationships.
You are listening to WKRK FM and HD1 Cleveland Heights, Cleveland, your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. We take you back to Berea for Joe Flacco's press conference with the media.
How have you guys kind of prepared? Do you feel like you've kind of been able to set yourselves up to combat those things that kind of happen where you're kind of feeling things out early on?
Yeah, because I think the focus on training camp is yourself. You know, it's looking inward and finding out what we can be better at, what we want our identity to be. And I think week one is a lot about doing those kind of things. So if we can kind of go out there and you know, live up to what we've kind of set up for ourselves and the expectations we've set, then I think all those other things will fall into place. It's about what we can do to kind of just, you know, play the type of game we want to do. We want to play.
When you are going up against an opposing quarterback who led the NFL with 43 touchdowns last year, how does that change your mindset going into this game and just in general? What do you think about Joe?
I think everybody's a fan, you know, in some respects, so you understand what those guys can do. But at the same time, you know, when you start worrying about things that are out of your control, then you don't really play the way you want to play. So I think for us on the offensive side of the ball, it's just mastering our game plan and mastering the things that we can do to kind of play our role and, you know, do the best we can on our side of the ball. We have a lot of trust on the guys on the other side of the ball, and that's ultimately going to be their challenge.
And what do you think of, as you've watched Joe throw over the last 6 years, what do you think he's doing about?
Yeah, well, obviously he's done a really good job. I mean, he's come into the league, and when he's been behind center, he's been able to go out there and have a lot of success, make quick decisions, but also have the feel to extend plays when he has to, get the ball to his playmakers. So he's done a great job.
Josh, shouldn't it stand to reason that having a full training camp with this team this year compared to what happened in 2023? Do you feel you're a better quarterback right now than you were?
I think that's the one advantage of this. The one thing about quarterback is I feel like mentally, you know, you do become a better quarterback, a more experienced quarterback. You're always learning something. So I feel if you can keep your physical attributes the same, or if you were just to just call those even, then yes, I think as the years go on, you do gain knowledge and become better at the position.
Pretty good.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. You heard Joe Flacco's press conference, the first press conference before his first start of the year. Still feels like he can play. Said a number of things. We'll talk about that in a second.
Win a pair of tickets to the 27th annual Taste of the Browns. It's September 15th, Huntington Bank Field. It benefits the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. You can get tickets at greatercleveland.org. Just enter the word grill, G-R-I-L-L. Do that by the end of the hour at 92.3thefan.com. Get registered to win. It's all from Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan. Again, grill, G-R-I-L-L, by the end of the hour at 92.3thefan.com.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We've had a couple of press conferences earlier today. Kevin Stefanski was at like 10:30-ish, somewhere around there. And then Joe Flacco just now. Chris Rose, will talk to him at 1 o'clock. Before we went to break, before we hit the top of the hour, I started to explain something about a different story. So I want to get into Flacco here in just 2 seconds, but I also want to finish my thought from, you know, we were talking about Johnny Manziel for a second. And then I got into this whole LeBron effect thing. So just briefly, I just want to just finish that thought that LeBron is the only athlete that I've ever seen in my life where the hype coming out of school was so great. I thought, man, this guy has got a ton of pressure, especially for an 18-year-old. How is he ever going to live up to it? And then the point that I was making was that no matter how many rings you give LeBron, no matter how great of a player he was in the NFL, to me, and the way he changed the game from a business standpoint, like the greatest accomplishment that LeBron, in my world, is that he lived up to every bit of expectation that was coming out of high school and did it with flying colors. And I will always look at him in that aspect beyond the basketball player, what he did to change the game. But the backlash on that was he set the bar. And I think after LeBron, it became easier for ownership groups and franchises and sports organizations to reward players before they ever hit the field or hit the court or hit the ice or whatever. And he set that bar. And I think for every athlete after him, it's been a difficult task. And then as fans, we still are in a transition of trying to understand how could you actually pay a player before they even did anything. LeBron earned it after the fact. It's hard for some of these players to live up to the fact. So, excuse me, I just wanted to finish that thought that I had, and that was the whole LeBron effect that I was talking about. All right, so Joe Flacco has paid his dues. He's on the other end of the spectrum for this thing. He's the exact opposite. What'd you hear from Joe? What do you think?
Joe, I like listening to Joe. He's very confident, very comfortable, obviously very experienced. My concern is, Andy, it's not even, but a part of it is that he's 40 and his future is certainly in the rearview mirror. That's not good for the football team. And one aspect of it that people don't want to buy into because he had 5 really good games here is that he hasn't had much success in the last number of years. And people don't want to buy that. So I hope that he can come out and have success here. The numbers don't lie. The level of his play doesn't lie. He's not been overly successful since he left Baltimore. Here, he did just great. That was fun. But overall, it's not been terrific. He had some nice passing games last year, but he didn't play well enough for the Colts to leave him in there and put Richardson on the bench.
But the Colts really wanted to see Anthony Richardson.
Well, they wanted to this year, and they allowed Daniel Jones to beat him out.
Yeah.
So,
well, but they had to learn at some point.
Daniel Jones could beat him out, but Joe couldn't, and people don't like Daniel Jones.
But can you flip that around and say, what if it was a different? What if it was Daniel Jones last year, and they had Anthony Richardson? Don't you think they would have wanted to see Richardson maybe as much then as they did with Flacco?
Not if the guy had gone in and won games for him.
If Richardson had, or no, if, Flacco.
If you said Daniel Jones. If he had been the guy and he had won games, my guess is Richardson wouldn't have been put back on the field.
I know what you're saying, and I believe that you can will that into reality. I think that they wanted Richardson to get out on the field, and it didn't matter who was in his way.
But if the guy's winning, he's not going to get back on the field.
Yeah, I just don't see it as a rip on Flacco. And I don't know if that's...
I'm not ripping Flacco, and I'm not just looking at last year. I'm looking at since he left Baltimore.
So what would make
you... He's just not been that successful, and I hope he can change that this year.
So define success for Flacco.
Win games.
That's it.
Well, that's the key, Andy. That's the idea.
Well, he won games here last time he was here.
He hasn't... Yes, five games.
So that was success.
He went 4-1 in five games here. What my point is that since he's left Baltimore, he's not been that successful. I mean, that's just an undisputed fact.
Well, but you're saying that, yet he had success here. That's what I'm asking
you
to say.
He's not been that successful since he left Baltimore.
Did he have success in Cleveland? Yes or no?
That's a very small sample size of since he's left.
But getting you to the playoffs.
Do you want me to give you the records?
No, I don't need the records.
Denver 2-6, Jets 0-4. Jets 0-1, Jets 1-3, Cleveland 4-1, Indy 2-4.
So who gave him the most opportunity there?
I hope he can repeat that, what he did here. I'm not banking on it, neither are the Browns, because they drafted two running backs or two quarterbacks, and they have two draft picks for next year.
I can make the argument that they are banking on it because they've got two rookie quarterbacks.
Well, then shame on them.
Why? If they think that Joe Flacco can come in here.
I hope he's terrific. The track record tells you, Andy, that he hasn't been very good since 2014.
All right, I'll go back. Again,
he led a Baltimore team to a 10-6 record in 2014.
Okay, so he was 10-6
since then. He's had, as a starting quarterback, as the quarterback of record, he's had two seasons where he had a winning record. One in Baltimore when they went 9-7, led them to draft Lamar Jackson. That worked out very well.
Okay.
And one in Cleveland when he went 4-1 in five games. I mean, those are just the numbers. That's fact.
23. What year was the 9-7 season? How long has Jackson been in the league? I'm trying to remember.
2017.
That was 2017. So, but in between, so let me just say this. Let's go back.
That's the last winning record he's had.
And in 2018, what was his record then?
4-5.
4-5. So they gave him 9 starts there. So that's, I consider that opportunity. And then after that, it's been the opportunity has been 5 games or less for the most part, right? Indy didn't
give 8 games in Denver. He went 2-6.
8 in Denver, 2-6. Now they didn't. Did they play defense in those games too? I don't know. Is it all on him,
Andy? God, I hope you're right. I hope Joe is the reincarnation of Tom Brady in his 40s. I hope he is. I really do. I'm just not banking on it.
So let me go back and ask you the question that I asked you before. Define success for Flacco beyond winning
games.
Like,
there is no success other than winning games.
Okay, so then he was successful last time he was here. But otherwise, when you look at the big picture, he's not had success since his 9-7 season. Is that what you're saying?
I would say success was 10-6. He's been basically he's not had very much success since 2014.
Other than here.
If you want to call that success in five games, that was great. It was the same record Deshaun Watson had as a starting quarterback here in the same season. They played differently. Joe was better. But Deshaun went 4-1 as well. Was that a success?
Yes, I think he was a success. Yes.
There you go.
I definitely think Joe had success here. Yeah. There are culture changers out there. Now, I don't know if he can do it again this year. I'm not saying that he will, but he was definitely a culture changer for the guys on that team and bringing guys a winning attitude. Like, I know you guys are going to go, it was money. But there's a reason. I got to believe there's another reason why Myles Garrett said, okay, I'm coming back. He easily could have got that money somewhere else.
It wasn't banking on a 40-year-old Joe Flacco.
What was it?
Andy, they're paying the guy.
Beyond money, there's got to be something more. Anybody else in the league could have paid him money, too.
Let's not rule out that moving sucks.
Okay, that's true. I mean, how many pizzas do you have to give your buddies to come in?
Got to hire the moving company.
Moving is awful. Don't sleep on that one.
It would have taken a day to move his Halloween decorations alone. A day. How many trucks do they need for that? Let's be honest.
Take a couple.
I think Flacco can start 17 games if they need him to. And I think the Browns believe that more than I do. If they need him to start 17 games, he's going to. I shouldn't say the Browns. I think Kevin Stefanski believes he could. That he could come in and start 17 games for him. Now, the question is he going to be able to stay healthy? Again, we started the show by talking about a team that we thought at the best. Give me your best case scenario, win-wise, no matter who quarterback is, Jeff. At the best, how many wins do they have?
I don't know.
Guess.
Seven.
Dan.
Seven. Yeah, it feels
seven.
About right.
I said eight. So we're all in the same ballpark. If that's success, it's where is it going to put you in the draft next year? Then? And if they win eight, they win eight. I hate going into a season thinking they're going to lose. It's just
you're allowed to be optimistic, but you also should be realistic. Here, quick math according to Football Reference. Since Joe went 10-6 in 2014. That's 10 years ago. His record in the games where he's the quarterback of record, and I'm sure that, you know, so it's not exactly right because he might have played part of one or whatever, is 33-46. Do I expect him to suddenly become Tom Brady in his 40s? No, I don't. I'm not knocking Joe. I hope he does a great job here. I think he can still throw it.
Well,
but we'll see what he can do.
I'll ask this on the other side because we're bringing up record. I mean, is record for the quarterback the same as it is for a pitcher in Major League Baseball? 216-474-0092. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever you need, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/AndyB. FanDuel.com/ANDY, the letter B, to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Fan Bud Light Tailgate is back. 6 hours of game day coverage. Nick Bodone and Jake Vilmic get your game day started at 7 a.m. Jonathan Peterlin and Coach Lance Reisling take over at 10 a.m.
Plus, beat reporter Daryl Ryder will have updates up until kickoff.
The Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show is powered by the Valley Automotive Group.
Smiley One, heating, cooling, and plumbing.
Smiley One and Bryant, doing whatever it takes. And Slater and Zers,
personal injury lawyers.
This is the radio home of the Cleveland Browns.
Here we go, Brownies! Here we go!
92.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Nick Wilson for Universal Windows Direct. Fall is the perfect season to tackle those home improvement projects before the weather turns cold, because Universal Windows Direct has an incredible September offer. Buy two windows, get two free, no limit. You'll get 0% financing for 3 years, so no interest, no pressure. And here's a bonus you'll love. $500 off your entire home improvement project when you schedule now. 216-243-6648 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to book your free estimate today. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Want to look and feel better about yourself? 2025 can be the year your hair can be fuller and thicker. It's Anthony Lima for...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.